The Cuban Missile Crisis of 1962 brought the world to the brink of nuclear annihilation.
The policy of this nation to regard any nuclear missile launched from Cuba against any nation in the Western Hemisphere as an attack by the Soviet Union on the United States.
President Kennedy of the United States has announced that he had given orders to the American Navy.
Fort Pierce City Commissioner Duke Nelson was an Army officer at the time. He was stationed at the Redstone Arsenal in Huntsville, Alabama, when he got orders to take on a new mission in Washington. He thought he was going to be going to Washington, D.C.
I went in the next morning for a briefing, and they said, we're going to Washington State. And the mission was to check the equipment they got out there and go to the depot and get those squared away and put that stuff on a train and have it shipped down to these various key places in Florida. Well, I did that. Lo and behold, I ended up being in charge of the missile efforts for Homestead, Key West, MacDill, and Cape Kennedy. The scary part about that, as we put the equipment on the train, of course, I caught a plane and came back here to Florida. Naturally, the plane beat the train here. So I was here with virtually nothing to do except walk around and act like a tourist.
While he was playing tourist in South Florida, he saw a sure sign that something big might be in the works. It was in the Fort Lauderdale area. There he saw makeshift hospitals that obviously had been put up in a hurry.
Tents with red crosses on them, and there was a pot full of them. Ooh, there were nothing but a whole city of tents with red crosses on them for wounded. From Cuba, we expected an invasion. We expected casualties. And I realized it was serious. And then I sat in my car to hear President Kennedy come on the radio and speak and tell us what was going on. And I really got scared.
Nuclear weapons are so destructive, and ballistic missiles are so...
I had not been in combat. I'd been in the military then about 5 years at the most. Here I am now faced with a possible invasion going into Cuba, or them coming over us, or them bombing us, or us bombing them. And I might end up out there with all these tents out there in the hospital city. I was scared. I'd be honest with you. I was really scared.
Well, the crisis passed, of course, after about a week. I guess you were relieved.
Yeah, I was more relieved than you can imagine.
For Nelson, one of the most memorable parts of the whole episode took place when he and three white colleagues tried to get rooms in a motel.
I remember during this time we were steep in segregation.
Tomorrow and segregation.
I had a team of both military and civilian people working for me. And I recall going down to Homestead to get a motel. I was sitting in the right rear of the car, and the driver, he's a white guy, and the ward officer was in the car, and somebody else. The clerk or somebody came out and said, what do you want? May I help you? We said we wanted rooms. They said, y'all can get some, but he pointed to me. I couldn't get in the room there. You got to go elsewhere. And, of course, that infuriated my team and myself as well. I guess that's when I learned to be cool, if so to speak.
But Nelson posed a question to the desk clerk.
Do you realize who I am and what we're here for and all this? He had to stop Castro and all this kind of stuff. I said, well, you know, if we're not successful in what we're doing, he comes over here with your principles, what you're talking about, the rules that your management is trying to perpetuate here, it's just going to be something you're going to forget about. Yeah. But anyway, they wanted to go away, and I said, no, I was the man in charge. So you go in here and get a room, and y'all sleep and get rested up and everything. I drove back to the Air Force base there. I was supposed to have lived in what you call officer's quarters, but naturally they were all filled up, so I ended up sleeping in the car. I reported this incident sometimes later. After it was all over, about a month and two and so, I went back to that same motel and was allowed to go in there with no problem at all. So I learned from that experience, be cool, be calm, follow procedures, but most of all, I was inculcated with the idea that as a military person, your first primary job is to accomplish the mission. Do what you set out to do. You write your reports, you take action to correct the problems that you encountered so you don't have repeat. And that's what we did, and I think it worked out fine.
Duke Nelson retired from the Army as a lieutenant colonel in 1979. He's been serving on the Fort Pierce City Commission for the past 12 years.